You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Hi, happy Easter, happy Good Friday. Hope you had a fantastic day yesterday. I knew there'd be more than 10 centimeters in wind blown areas. People, yeah, getting some power 10s and sunshine yesterday as well. And I even heard that, off the spearhead was really good skiing and those shaded northerly features. And you've got more snow to get after today. Yeah, it was still snowing at 5 a.m. around the snow ruler. And yeah, a solid 5 centimeters on that snow ruler dusted off this morning. Some fresh centimeters. However, the freezing level did creep up yesterday. It was above freezing at Pig Alley last night at 5 p.m. So yeah, the freezing level did rock up, which means you'll see groomers below about 1,700 meters feel a little firm this morning after thawing out a lot yesterday. Yeah, getting groomed overnight, they'll be crispy. And with temperatures now being like -4 at the Catskinner weather plot and at Pig Alley. But we are due an alpine high today of about -4. So a freezing level apparently sticking around 1,200 meters. But that is going to change this weekend. But for today, yes, potential for some more light snow and flurries this morning and then a clearing late afternoon and evening. So, yeah, pretty gray bird this morning with variable visibility. But over the weekend, like I said, yeah, we're going to see some warm temperatures, some cloudy skies tomorrow, probably some sunny breaks as well with that freezing level creeping up again to 1,700 meters. And yeah, potentially almost 3,000 meters by Monday. Yeah, and then it's going to, yeah, Monday's going to be warm for sure. But Sunday too, like 2,700 meters, well above the tippy tops. On Sunday afternoon, we'll see, like +5 to be the temperature around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse. That's Sunday. With a change, yeah, or that high pressure and warm temperatures sticking around for a few days. And then we're going to see a return of some snow, hopefully, yeah, moderate snowfall on Tuesday, Wednesday, and some temperatures to really lower to maybe even valley bottom again by Wednesday night. So a real roller coaster of temperatures and spring conditions for the weekend. But for today, have at it. Some more fresh snow, which will be accumulating in certain features again, because winds have been, in and around the peak. They've been coming back in from the southwest again, but they did get up to and above 70 kilometers an hour yesterday morning, but back up to above 60 at 9:30 last night. So definitely some wind distributed snow to be expected again today. Some deeper pockets. Fun. Yeah. Potentially a sleeper day today. I don't know. The resort is busy, of course, with it being Easter weekend, the end of spring break for many too. So with that 5 centimeters today, that means we've had 26 centimeters in the past 7 days. Gives us a base on Whistler of 2.3 meters, but just 1.29 on Blackcomb at the Catskinner weather plot. So yeah, enjoy the fresh snow, cooler temperatures today before it really warms up. And groomer-wise, I'm having a look for any standouts. Again, school mom is not available not to be groomed anyway, and it'd be pretty spicy for a ski out soon, which, yes, Lower Peachy Creek definitely is, as seen by someone's photographs yesterday. Yeah, they said the top was worth it. And, I have at her, but yeah, that's a mission, a long walk now, increasingly longer as the everyday takes away some more snow from that that no longer skiable route. Ptarmigan is groomed today. I'm presuming there's a race on it, but Raven is as well, along with Crabapple for a ski out option too, just to dissipate a bit of volume, you know, down to the base. That's an option. But for those of you traveling further afield, I'm reading a Min report about a slide yesterday, actually. This is from the Duffy on like around the, it's called Motel 66. So in and around, the Keith's Hut. So not off Mathieu, but it was from just a start zone, just under the cliff band with a thin 10 centimeter unsupported wind slab. And that was loose, dry powder. So that slab apparently broke above the skier, which, that skier was caught and carried, but not buried. And some gear, like poles, were actually lost in that too. That was yesterday. So, in that terrain, the Duffy, we do have moderate avalanche danger in the Alpine, as well as the Sea to Sky as well. And the bulletin there and here reading that while the best riding conditions may be found on north-facing Alpine slopes, persistent weak layers may still be reactive there. So choose smaller, lower angle slopes to reduce your exposure. And expect reactivity in wind-affected areas and slabs that sit over a crust. And do watch for changing conditions as you shift aspect and elevation. We still have moderate avalanche danger in the Sea to Sky and tree line as well, actually. So, and that, of course, is going to change through the weekend with the warming temperatures that we're going to see too, like Sunday. That avalanche risk is going to rise to considerable in the Alpine and tree line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So, what about valley weather, you ask? Well, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish, your valley road and weather report. What with, these warm conditions expected and a loosening of the tire restrictions as of April 1st, that'll be Monday. You still legally need to have mud and snow tires or snow tires, and especially with the minimum tread of 2.5 millimeters in the Sea to Sky north of Squamish until Monday the 1st. But there are a couple things happening today that could affect your drive on the Sea to Sky. There is still some roadside brushing happening in Squamish. In fact, that kicks off next week. Oh, yeah, cruising. No, what with there being a stat holiday? Nothing happening today. There we go. However, expect a lot of volume over the weekend, particularly southbound on Sunday afternoon, with a lot of people departing after the spring break for the Lower Mainland. Oh, boy, it will be busy. So, yes. Expect that particularly on Sunday for traffic. But some sunny breaks on the Duffy Lake Road to be seen already this morning, some rain in certain areas, and with mild valley temperatures, I don't expect we'll be seeing much freezing, potentially up in the Callaghan overnight tonight, but then, some warm valley temperatures over the weekend, right? Like yesterday was 9 degrees in Whistler, we're due a high of 10 today, and it's already 2 in the valley here at the base. So, chance of showers continuing this morning, but expect some, probably a beautiful sunset at 7:41 tonight. And with those clearing skies, some cooler temperatures, like -4 overnight. So, potential for some melted snow to refreeze overnight. Look out for potentially black ice when you're walking, maybe driving, we'll see. But a mainly sunny day tomorrow will bring us a high of 12 degrees and maybe even as warm as 15 on Sunday. But those clear nights will bring us a low of -2 overnight on Saturday and +2 into April Fool's Day. April 1st. I'm looking forward to seeing what pranks Whistler and Blackcomb Ski Patrol come up with on Monday. But sunrise is at 6:53 today. I know, in the sixes. How good. Lots more happening too to let you know about, what with April 1st on the way. That means that winter parking regulations are in effect over the weekend, but starting on Monday, you'll be able to overnight park in day lots 1 through 5. After 5 p.m., it is free between 5 p.m. and 8 a.m., however, with a maximum stay of overnight parking apparently for 24 hours. And coming up as well on Thursday, April 4th, there is going to be an opportunity to try some programming at Meadowpark Sports Centre Recreation Centre for just $5. That's their try for 5 week. That'll be from Thursday to Monday. Along with the spring pass sale as well, their spring pass promotion happening at Meadowpark as well between April 1st and April 26th. And an update on Rainbow Park for you too, with construction expected to restart next Tuesday on the 2nd. The beach and lawn areas are closed. However, the dog park does remain open, along with the valley trail cutting through that park as well. But and they're hoping that is going to open on Canada Day, July 1st. Mm-hmm. Some fuel thinning is happening in Emerald West, and there are going to be that does cause a closure due to the operation of heavy machinery and cutting down trees there. This is until July, so you won't be able to access Big Kahuna, Neighbours Knoll, or Trail and Error, I should say, and that includes the access road up until July. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the Whistler Library are doing an invitation for you to engage in shaping the future of the library, you know, having some input on what you want to see more of or less of, and they want to hear from you. And they do have a survey available right now, and I very much recommend participating in that, because the Whistler Library is a phenomenal resource for our town. And yeah, their programming has always been so great. And they have their Sea to Sky postpartum support group meeting today between 10:30 and 12:30, with no major programming on Saturday, of course, that being the usual case, but they have their usual Sunday programming with their Sunday family story time and singing with the babies and some family music fun in the community room at 3 p.m. on this Easter Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course, there's a bunch of Easter programming over the weekend, including what would be a gourmet Easter brunch available at the Mallard, Fairmont Chateau, and the Easter Bunny photo shoot I mentioned. But for adult revelers, let's have a look at what else is cracking. Well, I'll remind you that from Arts Whistler, the Anonymous Art Show is on display up until April 27th, but their buying night, their main fundraiser for the year, will be on April 5th. Don't miss that. But voting ends today at 12 p.m. for April 17th, their showing of the People's Choice film. And you can vote between four Quentin Tarantino movies, either Kill Bill Volume 1, Reservoir Dogs, Inglourious Basterds, or Pulp Fiction. And yeah, voting ends at 12 p.m. today, so check out the Arts Whistler website for that. WAG are doing an open shelter day tomorrow between 1 and 4 p.m. 1 and 4 p.m. So that gives you an opportunity to learn a lot more about their various programs and, meet some animals available for adoption too. Mm. Tomorrow night at the GLC. Yeah, that's right. I'll see you there. Shred Kelly are going to be playing lots of new material from their latest album, but lots of classics too. Fantastic indie band from Fernie. That really get you dancing on your feet. That's going to be awesome. And there's still a few tickets available. Doors will be at 9:30 on that night. The Longhorn Patio Party series. Their last one of the season is this Sunday. And Ace of Spades are playing. Yeah. At 2:30 in the afternoon, that kicks off on the Longhorn Patio. And yeah, I did get the time for Cut Chemist and Callie Tuna. They're going to be playing on the stage at Skiers Plaza on Saturday, April 13th at 5 p.m. That's going to be busy. That's going to be fun. But yeah, the Hair Farmers are going to be playing, of course, today at Merlin's and at Dusty's tomorrow, with Ruckus Deluxe playing at the Dublin Gate today as well as tomorrow for Après and at 9 p.m. again. And then Pat and Mike will be doing the Sunday show there. Yeah. Oh, and there is an opportunity to spectate at the Whistler Sliding Centre this Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Canada Championship Skeleton Race will be happening between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. And spectating for that event is free. You can check, obviously, their schedule for, the exact race times and cheer on athletes. Yeah, that's happening this Sunday. And in the evening, I'll remind you that there is apparently still some space at the Point Artist Run Centre's Paint and Sip Night with Cass Dickinson. Yeah, starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday, but do get your ticket well in advance. That has been so popular, that event. And a heads up too, if like me, you like to explore Signal Hill there and around Lumpy's Epic in the spring and ride those areas, there is going to be some, the 1 mile beach and lawn area is going to be closed to the public for a month from April 8th. They're going to be doing some drainage improvements and fresh sand at the beach there and aerating and reseeding and top dressing the soil, yeah, the grass area. So FYI, if you're heading to Pemby with these warming temperatures, just to know that that apparently will affect the car park area as well, potentially. So yes, disruptions to that parking area too to be expected from April 8th for about a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of a month, in a month from now, Flute and Fromage, the new location for to get cheeses, wines, charcuterie and jams, will be opening in the old Ingrid's location just next to the Whistler hardware store. But of course, we already have as well our lovingly and locally owned Whistler Deli, courtesy of Mr. and Mrs. Cheese, Wayne and Amy from Picnic Whistler. So yeah, there'll be now two options for a similar kind of fare. Hmm. It's the start of MLB season, apparently, yesterday. What a great excuse to head on down to Stinky's on the Troll and go sports, drink some Go Sports Lager. But yeah, MLB season kicked off yesterday. Good to know. It's been a while since I've caught a Jays game. But a season coming to a close is Fresh Tracks season. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your last opportunity to go up for Fresh Tracks will be on April 1st. Yes. I'll let you know that that is the case. That's, gives you obviously that $17 food voucher, which, yes, can be used on alcohol on the mountain too. I know. If you didn't know that, you do now. And another closure to remind you of too, that the food bank and outreach services from Whistler Community Services will be closed today as well as on Monday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else to let you know? There's a sale happening on at Vula at their Main Street location, or their original one. They'll be closing it. They're doing a sale where you can fill a small bag for $15 or a large bag for $30. And that's happening when they're open today between 11 and 6. And then they'll be closing that location. Yeah, that's today. Bada bing. And also today, a reminder from people in the touring community that yes, there are two log crossings at Cerise Creek. One has a steel cable and is super supported. The other one is, definitely more of an adventure. Let's put it that way. But they're only 50 meters apart. You'll be able to see very quickly which one you'd prefer. Mm. No more birthdays today for the Whistler community to give a shout out to, surprising, but a couple for the weekend, including very talented producer and filmmaker Jeff Thomas. Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow. And speaking of MLB, if you haven't seen Jeff Thomas throw a baseball or a softball, you should. That gun is something else. So happy birthday, Jeffy. It is also Mark Mance's birthday in a couple days. Mark, I truly enjoy sparring with you on the New York Times puzzles every day, you and others. And I'm sorry I've been slack recently. I've only done the Wordle because I've been busy. But happy, happy birthday for you. On Sunday. Yeah. And there's a few more coming away on Monday, but don't worry. I'm doing an episode on Monday because I've got some really interesting throwback facts for you today from, of course, Stinky's on the Stroll, including this one. And I've never watched Vikings, but apparently on this day in the year 845, Paris was sacked by Viking raiders, probably under the leadership of Ragnar Lodbrok, who collected a huge ransom in exchange for leaving. Did you know that? Yeah, fascinating, hey? Or did you know that on this day in 1974, the Terracotta Army was discovered by Chinese farmers? Yeah, that's 8,000 plus clay warrior statues buried guarding the tomb of China's first emperor, Qin Shi Huang. Yeah, I know. Amazing. Or did you know that in 1959, Some Like It Hot premiered? Or in 1795, that Ludwig van Beethoven, who was just 24, he had his debut performance as a pianist at the Burgtheater in Vienna.
I know you didn't. That's all right. I'm happy to tell you.
Or did you know that Beatles records officially went on sale in Russia in this day in 1986? But a few years earlier, in 1975, Led Zeppelin saw all six of their albums in the US Top 100 chart in the same week. Did you know that? Yeah, that's while Physical Graffiti was at number one. Okay, let's give you your Coast Mountain Brewing joke of the day today. How do trees access the internet? They log in. track the day today. The date's a little off, but what with Krungbin due to release a new album pretty soon, they released two new tracks last month, and I'm really digging May 9th right now. Yeah, love this band's work, and I know it's March 29th, but May 9th is track of the day, and I hope you dig it too, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Yeah, enjoy the cooler temperatures today, because, oh boy, Sunday's going to be toasty.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish, and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting, and apres needs.